Good morning and welcome to South Florida Sunday. I'm Tracy St. George with Darcy Davis this morning, who is the CEO of the Healthcare District of Palm Beach County, who is celebrating their 25th anniversary this year. Good morning, Darcy.
Good morning.
So that is quite a milestone that we've got going on. And as the Chief Executive Officer of the Healthcare District of Palm Beach County, what does that mean to our community to have a trauma system in place for 25 years? That's awesome.
Well, it means that we have a mature system with well-coordinated efforts among our various partners. Since 1991, more than 64,000 trauma patients have received life-saving trauma care in Palm Beach County.
64,000 traumas. That's a lot of trauma.
Absolutely.
But you fix it. I like that. There's an incredible number of people that you've benefited from this life-saving care. What makes this milestone so rewarding to you, Darcy?
Well, it's really rewarding to know that our system has enabled tens of thousands of trauma victims to heal and return to their normal lives.
So what has made Palm Beach County's trauma system so successful over the past two decades, do you think?
Well, one of the keys to the trauma system's success is that it's based on a private and governmental partnership. So on the governmental side, you have the professionals who operate the county's 911 communications and dispatch system, the paramedics, EMTs, nurses, and emergency personnel who all support the system's pre-hospital component, the pilots, mechanics, and personnel with the Healthcare District's Trauma Hawk Aeromedical Program, and the staff with the Healthcare District's Trauma Agency. On the private side, you have the highly trained physicians, nurses, and medical personnel at the county's two Level 1 trauma centers, at St. Mary's and Delray, who are at the ready 24/7, and their dedicated staff at the rehabilitation centers.
What is pre-hospital component? What does that consist
of? That's really that emergency response piece, where the paramedics, EMTs, the ground ambulance, or the trauma hawk come and pick them up and take them and transport them to the appropriate level of care at some hospital.
I gotcha. Here at the radio station, we're on the fifth floor here, and the Children's Hospital down on 45th Street is real close to here, and every once in a while, I'll see the Trauma Hawk helicopter go over there, and I'm like, oh, saving lives.
Exactly, absolutely.
Yeah.
They've saved many.
Many. What role does the Healthcare District's Trauma Agency play in the whole system?
So the District's Trauma Agency administers a system-wide quality management program that ensures trauma patients receive that top quality care in their time of need. We're also helping to raise awareness about trauma injury prevention through education and outreach.
If someone's interested in getting you guys to come out and give them a little education, how can they find out how to have you come out to their
Absolutely. They can access our website, www.traumahawk.org, and all of the information is there. We typically, I'm sure people have seen us at various other community-wide events where we sometimes will bring the Trauma Hawk to help educate.
Mm-hmm.
So schools pretty much know how to access us, but you know, other community agencies sometimes are interested in having us participate.
Right. What are the most common types of traumatic injuries, and do you think they're preventable?
Well, a trauma victim is actually someone who sustained a life-threatening blunt force injury, such as a ruptured spleen, or a penetrating injury, such as a knife wound, or a burn injury, which requires immediate medical treatment to survive. Motor vehicle crashes are common mechanisms of traumatic injury. However, in Palm Beach County, the most common types of traumatic injuries are the result of falls. Surprising, perhaps, but when you think about the average age in our county, it may not be so surprising.
Right. And with us being around so much water, I'm sure there's lots of boating incidents that you guys are also involved in.
Exactly.
How can you prevent traumatic injuries from actually happening?
Well, there's a number of things, of course. You know, some of those that everyone is used to: wearing seat belts, wearing motorcycle and bicycle helmets, making sure children are transported in properly installed car seats. Obviously, don't text and drive.
I still see people doing that. I'm like, what are you doing? We're smarter
crazy
than that.
You drive down the interstate and you see people, and you know, you're wondering why they're weaving across the lanes of traffic, and you pass them and you see they've got
a
phone in their hands. So it's crazy. But you know, falls, of course, that's, people typically think of an older population, and you want to remove any hazards like loose rugs or thresholds that are risen. And make sure that they have a good balance program, exercise program, so that they're staying healthy and active.
Mm-hmm. What is the Healthcare District doing to recognize this awesome 25th anniversary? Anything special going on this year?
Well, May every year is nationally recognized by the American Trauma Society as Trauma Awareness Month. So this May 3rd, Palm Beach County Board of Commissioners recognized our anniversary with a proclamation that Commissioner Melissa McKinley presented. Our board issued a proclamation in April recognizing all of the dedicated professionals. And we are currently thanking all of the professionals through radio and television announcements, just like this one. And then last month, I participated in some very moving trauma survivor events, St. Mary's and Delray had, where the actual survivors came up and spoke and talked about their experience. It was just unbelievable, very emotional, incredible. Survivor stories.
That must be so rewarding to you to know that you are a part of why they are still here.
It's unbelievable. It is.
Mm-hmm. Trauma survivors must be so grateful to have this whole entire system in place, obviously.
Well, often they don't even know it. And, you know, we hear from trauma patients, young and old, afterwards. You know, they're so thankful that they're in Palm Beach County, that they're thankful to our pilots and the medical teams for saving their lives, you know, at the time of the incident. And then also, you know, we've witnessed through some of those luncheons and other experiences the deep appreciation that survivors have, you know, for the trauma surgeons, the specialists, the nurses from the trauma centers, and then the rehab centers as they're through the long recovery period.
How does TraumaHawk support the trauma system?
Well, since May of 1991, more than 14,500 patients have received air transport services through our aeromedical program. Our flight crew includes airline transport-rated pilots. There's a nurse who's also trained as a paramedic and an additional state-certified paramedic, so a nurse-paramedic combo and a paramedic. So those are fire rescue medical personnel. And, you know, interestingly, we cover the size of Palm Beach County is larger than the state of Rhode Island.
Wow.
More than 2,300 square miles. So having an integrated and coordinated trauma system, including that safe, rapid air transport, can mean the difference between life and death for a trauma patient in our area.
The people that are in the helicopter and stuff like that, are they specially trained to be a doctor on a helicopter? Because, you know, a doctor in the surgery room, nothing's moving,
right.
But on the helicopter, things are shuffling and moving and you're flying.
Right. Well, they're not doctors, but they are the RN and the paramedic combination, but they're trained to work in a very small space with very acute conditions. Imagine, you know, some of the things that they are dealing with, and they've got very small quarters, and sometimes there's two patients in the back of the helicopter.
Right.
So they're absolutely, you know, trying to stabilize and get them to the hospital as quickly as possible.
Why is time so critical in caring for trauma patients?
Well, the sooner they can get the definitive care and get to that next level, as you mentioned, to that physician level of care, the greater chance of an improved outcome.
That's just so amazing what they can do. So how does the healthcare district support trauma education and prevention in public schools? I mean, I think we talked about them going to events and such. Is there anything else that they do?
Well, I mean, every spring, right around prom season, we try to do a little bit more of outreach as it relates to prom prevention. We call it our Shattered Dreams program. So we partner with a number of other agencies, and we actually do demonstrations that show local students the dangers of drinking and driving. And you know, they use actual wrecked vehicles. The tow trucks bring them out. They have fire trucks come. They reenact a scene where there are, you know, their jaws of life are cutting someone out of a car. And then we bring in the helicopter, you know, at a time where you might transport somebody via air. And it's just really unbelievable. I think it brings it home for a lot of kids.
That would scare me straight.
It does.
For sure.
I
think I've seen videos of cars that are specially, something's done to them where you're driving it and it's like you're driving drunk, or it's like you're driving texting, and students are like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that I was this, you know, out of control while you're driving.
Well, actually, I was at another school demonstration. It was part of the fair, and we have goggles that the kids can put on so that they understand what it's like to be impaired. And the challenge we give them is to take a football and try and throw it, or try to walk. And it is unbelievable. They don't realize how impaired they are till they take those goggles off. And then those sober kids, you know, sitting around them while they're wearing the goggles, are watching them, you know, walk, try to walk a straight line.
Yeah.
And they realize how, you know, how disabled they are at that point.
Yikes. We're talking to Darcy Davis this morning. She's the CEO of the Healthcare District of Palm Beach County. Before I let you go on this beautiful Sunday morning, is there anything else that you want to let us know about the trauma system in Palm Beach County?
Well, it's an impressive system. We are fortunate to be a part of a county where the resources are here. Hopefully people never have to use it, but it's important for them to know that we are here. We're a silent partner out there. And I would just say that, you know, we want to continue to do the good work that we're doing, and we want to thank and appreciate all of the people involved, because it is truly a coordinated effort. It is not just the healthcare district, though we are, you know, part of coordination. It's a whole number of people that hopefully I've mentioned and recognized as we've been talking.
Yes, so glad that you are here in Palm Beach County. Thank you so much. Have a great morning.
Thank you.